Penguin Audio presents Virgil's The Aeneid, translated by Robert Fagles, with an introduction by Bernard Knox, read by Simon Callow.
Book 1. Safe Haven After Storm. Wars and a man, I sing. An exile driven on by fate, he was the first to flee the coast of Troy, destined to reach Lavinian shores and Italian soil. Yet many blows he took on land and sea from the gods above, thanks to cruel Juno's relentless rage, and many losses he bore in battle too, before he could found a city, bring his gods to Latium, source of the Latin race, the Alban lords, and the high walls of Rome. Tell me, Muse, how it all began. Why was Juno outraged? What could wound the queen of the gods with all her power? Why did she force a man so famous for his devotion to brave such rounds of hardship, bear such trials? Can such rage inflame the immortals' hearts? There was an ancient city held by Tyrian settlers, Carthage, facing Italy and the Tiber River's mouth, but far away, a rich city trained and fierce in war. Juno loved it, they say, beyond all other lands in the world, even beloved Samos, second best. Here she kept her armor, here her chariot, too, and Carthage would rule the nations of the earth, if only the fates were willing. This was Juno's goal from the start, and so she nursed her city's strength. But she heard a race of men, sprung of Trojan blood, would one day topple down her Tyrian stronghold, breed an arrogant people, ruling far and wide, proud in battle, destined to plunder Libya. So the fates were spinning out the future. This was Juno's fear, and the goddess never forgot the old campaign that she had waged at Troy for her beloved Argos. No, not even now would the causes of her rage, her bitter sorrows, drop from the goddess's mind. They festered deep within her, galled her still. The judgment of Paris, the unjust slight to her beauty, the Trojan stock she loathed, the honours showered on Ganymede, ravished to the skies. Her fury inflamed by all this, the daughter of Saturn drove over endless oceans, Trojans left by the Greeks and brute Achilles. Juno kept them far from Latium, forced by the fates to wander round the seas of the world year in, year out. Such a long, hard labor it was to found the Roman people. Now, with the ridge of Sicily barely out of sight, they spread sail for the open sea, their spirits buoyant, their bronze beaks churning the waves to foam, as Juno, nursing deep in her heart the everlasting wound, said to herself, "Defeated, am I? Give up the fight? Powerless now to keep that Trojan king from Italy? Ah, but of course the fates bar my way." And yet Minerva could burn the fleet to ash and drown my Argive crews in the sea, and all for one mad crime of a single man, Ajax, son of Oileus. She hurled Jove's all-consuming bolt from the clouds. She shattered a fleet and whipped the swells with gales. And then as he gasped his last in flames from his riven chest, she swept him up in a cyclone, impaled the man on a crag. But I, who walk in majesty, I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?